Hey everyone, make sure you vote in the National Jerry Curl Championship bracket. We're winding on down. This is the last day for the Sweet 16 bracket. We're getting into the Elite 8 very soon. Make sure you go vote for your favorite Jerry Curl of all time. It's going to be a nice one. It's some upsets are happening. It's a lot of things shaking up in the bracket. If you check out the bracket, you can go to Straight Out of Locast fan page on Facebook, Straight OLC on Twitter, as well as go to playbuzz.com and then put in National Jerry Curl Championship in the search bar. You can go to there and vote. All the links, everything to be able to vote is on all those different platforms. Get there, make sure you vote, see what's going on. You can look at the bracket, like I said, on any of the platform bases we have, and you can see how we went from 40 Jerry Curls down to the 16 we currently have. And tomorrow, the Elite Eight is here, baby. NJCC, we winding on down to the Final Four and in a championship of the best Jerry Curl of all time. Here we go, Ted. Welcome to our Get Out review episode here on Lando Calrissian Experience. People have been emailing, thinking about what actually, let's make this the first edition. You want to make this the first edition of Ted and Daryl Don't Need to Go to the Movies Together? Because people have been asking about when this series is going to start.
Why?
Because Jules got people saying that Daryl and Ted don't need to go to the movies together.
Oh, because we actually agree on shit?
Yeah, and we don't like a lot of different shit. Shout out to Johnny. Johnny told me when he knew that I liked Logan that it was good because I don't like nothing.
Anything that's Fox or Sticky Papers related, yes, it's always going to be in question.
Yeah, at all times, man. Like, I still look to see if he was like giving out food or something at the studio.
I thought he like executive produced or something.
No, he didn't.
He did. Oh, look it up. Looked at it. I watched it because I was because I was like, I need to bring this up to Daryl because I was like, I don't think he knows the Sticky Papers has something to do with this. No, he did.
So I may need to bring their score down.
Just because he's affiliated.
Off principality alone, I may have to bring this score down if he's executive producer on this. All right, let's see. If it just say produced, then I don't mean nothing. He just got his name thrown in there.
He puffied in there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I gave you an idea to do it, so that I'm the executive producer on it. Sticky Papers is not a main producer. All right, we good to go. All right.
Okay, all right. He gave $7.
Kinnenberg is one of the main producers, so I don't see no Sticky Papers involved. I'm looking. All right, he might have something to do with some like story or something, or something that they shouldn't have let him do.
His name popped up at the end. I do remember that.
That's fine. I mean, as long as his name is not on the marquee here, I don't see anything. Nope. Checked IMDb and I checked Wikipedia. Nothing on there, so we good. But man, let's go ahead and jump into this, man. I think a lot of people, this is spoilers for people. Definitely spoilers here. If you haven't seen it, we should have seen it by now. That's why we took a long time for us to come and do this. But Get Out. Because I watched it again, Trapping Out the Bandwidth this weekend. And this movie is deeper than deep, man. And I don't even know if he knew it was going to be this deep, actually. I think it may have been happenstance.
Dude, I promise I think about that all the time when I read,
it just came together. Just stuff like that just comes together. And then he might be like, damn, I ain't even tripped. Like, kind of osmosis. Like, damn, I ain't even trip out that I did that. Okay. like in the movie Boomerang, man, like, I don't even know. I read different places. Like, there's only three white people you see in the movie, period. That even talk.
That's true.
And it's the French dudes that come in for the meeting.
We always figured it was all black.
I don't know if they really tripped. Maybe they did. I don't know. I never heard Reginald Hudlin say it was purposely that it was like that.
I doubt it.
You think he purposely did that?
Nah, I think he knew who his audience was.
Yeah, but I mean, to have a movie where no white people have speaking roles in it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just, well, they did, but it was just small. It was minute.
And it was in French.
Right. Well, I also feel like it was just, like you said, it was happenstance. Like, if you're really trying to work in, you know, the circumference of this dude's social circle, he's not going to be a lot of white dudes. They just keep it real. Like, it's mostly about his personal life. I mean, you know.
But you got to think about a corporate structure like that where a dude is all black like that.
He was a head dude, though.
No, I'm just saying, though, man. People, BET even have white. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying I don't think there's any whole black corporation that's that black.
I don't know, man. Maybe he did. I doubt it, though.
Reginald Hudlin did.
Is he black?
Yeah, Reginald Hudlin. Hudlin Brothers.
Yeah.
House Party.
Oh, Hudlin Brothers. Yeah. Well, yeah. So why would you? Yeah,
but I don't know if it was purposely though. Like, it's dope.
Well, here's the better question is you're probably not surprised that it was written with an all black cast. You're probably surprised that it wasn't white. You know, added by
own people on the back end. Like, you need a white,
right? Exactly, somebody. Script advisors and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it ain't even no white person even at the drive through. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like.
They probably didn't think it was going to pop either, though. You know, they thought it was going to be small potatoes.
It's Eddie Murphy. You got to think this is Eddie Murphy, though. Eddie Murphy was still big in '92.
Yeah, but it's not about him still being big. It's still like, how much are we spending and how much do you think, like, is it worth it? Like, for example, you making a huge, big budget film about Egyptian guys, you feel like you got to throw some white people in order to make sure that it crosses over all sectors.
Right. So you're saying you may have to look at Boomerang as an art house kind of movie almost.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see that. I know it made a lot of money, though. It made a lot of money.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, Eddie Murphy's still going to draw a crowd, but you don't need it to cross over to make your money back.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Black people can support it. It's like the same thing with House Party. House parties are pretty much all black, except for maybe some police officers. So.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Matter of fact, you know what? House Party is all black.
So there you go.
Maybe with one of the security guards at the school or something.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Maybe the security guards or a police officer or something that pulled.
Oh,
them
the police officers that was messing with them. Remember the right. Police officers that kept messing with them.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, yeah, probably the police officer. But other than that, it isn't. But think about it. If it only costs $500,000 to make, you know that you're going to make that just for the people who enjoy kid and play. So you don't have to, you know, budge.
You know, it's supposed to be Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff at first, right?
I'm just trying to imagine that.
They was ready and set to do it and everything, but it ended up getting dropped or whatever.
Ooh, what do you mean getting dropped? I don't understand.
Like, it just didn't work. For whatever reason, it didn't work. They were the original casting choice. It was Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
That's weird, though, because I don't know who would play who.
No, I mean, Will Smith maybe they would have tweaked it differently. Maybe the characters would have been not as contrastingly different. Well, I mean,
I think that's the point. I think that's why it works. And, I mean, it's the same thing for them too, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because I couldn't see Will Smith necessarily being kid.
He can't be, not yet. Well, I definitely couldn't see him being kid, but I see him more as a play sort of person because that's how he was always portrayed.
But play was like a little bit more grimier than him, though.
Right, exactly. Well, he wasn't. He wasn't really more grimy. He just came off as grimy because he didn't get no play in the movie. He lied about it.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. But I mean, I guess that's a whole other thing. Is are we under the assumption that play does be lying? Or is play really getting down like that, but his ego was so fucked up that he didn't get no play that he had to lie about it?
I think it's B.
That he got played and he never had been played like that, like, and he was like, he had to lie about it.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, he's,
chicks
he's
was on him now. I mean, he was picking up 50 different chicks during the movie. Remember, every time he came to Bilal's crib, he had a different chick to pick up the speakers and stuff.
Right. Right, yeah. I mean, but you just never show what happened. I'm just saying, like, it could be the same thing. And, I mean, think about it. Kid's character and Will Smith's character own Bel-Air the same day. Talking a whole bunch of shit, get a lot of girls, but the one that they want is going to take a little more work than usual.
Right. But that's why I don't think Will Smith could have played Plato, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying he could play Plato because they're the same character.
But then that script would have been written different because I'm sure Will Smith would have been pushed more as a star, though.
He would have. That's the whole point. Like, Bilal actually would have been Jazzy Jeff.
So while you think they might have ended up casting somebody random to be
it would have had to be Ray. It would have had to be Ray. Or, I mean, if you really want to just stay in that whole atmosphere, just grab Carlton.
Well, no, this is way before Fresh Prince, though. This is 89.
That's true.
This is 89. This is before, you know what I'm saying, like when Will Smith hadn't even thought about acting yet for real. This was just brought to him and Jazzy Jeff. And the reason they turned it down is because they thought it was going to mess up their credibility as rappers at the time.
Which is crazy.
Right. To think about. Right. You got to think, I mean, 88, 89, what rapper really blew up from acting?
Nah, I mean, we always say that Will was one of the first to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's not the first, though. Ice Cube, I think, is. I think he's probably legitimately the first one to really.
Right, no, he is, but Ice Cube didn't have a show, though. Like,
I'm saying one that where other rappers would be like, okay, I might do this acting shit. Like, Ice Cube, when he did Boys in the Hood, he stayed a hood, but B was acting. And that's why had all these hood actors, these rappers being hood actors, though. Will Smith was the first one not to be hood or be a quote-unquote rapper in a movie, to me.
I mean, agreed, but that's what I'm saying. Well, he's the one who pushed the legitimacy of, like, you know, it's art, period. So, you know, I can still be an actor and rap, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it works. Yeah, I don't know. They would have to tweak their script a lot.
Yeah.
In order to make that work for them.
But, yeah, let's go and jump into Get Out, man. I mean, I gave it, you know, five thumbs up, you know, across the board, man. I mean, dope movie, man. Soundtrack was dope with it. The placement of music was real key to me, too. What's your thoughts just offhand before we kind of jump into some deeper parts?
I mean, five stars, hands down. I mean, I think it was, you know, well thought out. I thought it was well crafted. Like you said, I think a lot of the stuff that's coming out about, you know, I think he meant to make a point. I don't know if it was that, you know, specific as to, you know, cotton was used to save him because as slaves we were used to entrap us. You know, like, I don't know if it went that deep. I think it could have just been like, you know, chairs are made of fucking cotton.
Right.
Like the old school.
Yeah, the old school chairs leather. In general.
Yeah, that they had shit. But, I mean, shit, for the budget, I mean, we always knew that they were talented. You know what I'm saying? And even if you look at Key and Peele in their whole, you know, when they did the whole comedy skit show, they were still always touching on social cues.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You know, it was always, you know, challenging your ideas of, like, you know, normalcy and, like, I never forget, like, one of the ones that made me really realize that is when they did the racist zombies.
That was hilarious.
It was hell, right, exactly. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? He's like, we are here in the suburbs. They still racist. So, yeah, it's definitely if you haven't seen it, it's a must-see.
And the thing that was interesting, man, do you remember when we first heard about this, maybe like 2 years ago, that he was going to do a horror film? And we was like, what? Like, okay.
Well, I thought, when I heard about it, I was like, I can see it just because.
But you just didn't know I didn't know where it was going to go, where they was going to go with this. Like, what was y'all?
Well, I thought it could have been like one of those, like, it's scary, but it's kind of cheesy.
Like Shaun of the Dead.
Because, well, to be honest, it's kind of like that anyway. Like, almost Shaun of the Dead. It's more of a comedic. It's more of a comedic feel with Shaun of the Dead. But like, Get Out is still kind of shot that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the sense, like, it could be kind of silly, and you would still like enjoy the movie because like it could still have naturally scary parts, but you're still like, this shit is stupid as fuck. You know, just because of Lil Rel himself.
Yeah, Lil Rel was the audience, man.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, but when I heard it, I was like, I mean, honestly, them boys are so talented. Like, dude, I mean, think about it. These niggas was doing musicals during their skit shit.
Yeah, what
like
was
you
it?
Could
was
tell they
Negro
were
Town.
They,
Negro Town, right?
Were they did Negro Town. They did Bone Thugs and Homeless. They did what was it? Les Miserables. You know what I mean? Like you can tell that they've been born in the arts.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's really in the way that they can cinematically put together. The way that they can construct cinematic themes, just in the small window of like you know. A minute and a half, 2 minutes to produce a skit. They can make it scary. You know, there's some that they've made scary. There's some that they've made, you know, thriller. They always had a comedy relief portion in there, you know, but they've done action. They've done all of that. So when I heard it, I was like, I can see it. Now, did I know it was going to be this good? No. You know, what's even more so is that the fact that they had the balls to tackle it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that somebody produced this shit, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, somebody, like a actual production company actually got this to be greenlit. Is this the antithesis to Birth of a Nation? I was thinking about this.
I thought about that. I don't... Not really. It is what it is. I mean, it draws correlation just because of like the how extreme it is, but not really in the sense because they were still too like... Like, Birth of a Nation, we didn't have any sort of semblance of civility at all.
Right,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like we were just straight Cro-Magnon, period. We're monsters, you know. We're villainous, we're savages, you know.
But no, in Birth of a Nation, though, his original owner was halfway cool with him for half the movie.
Bits and pieces, but that he was cool with him, but we were still viewed like we really didn't have a notion of intelligence. Like, you know, the whole reason that in Get Out, their whole reasoning is more so, like, I don't even know if they necessarily felt like, honestly, if you actually think about it, they're more so after black people because they're superior.
Oh, you mean in Get Out?
In Get Out, right.
Right, but basically we don't know how to use our talents, though, because they'll be smarter with them.
Basically. No. Well, it's not that at all. It's survival.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is an evolutionary thing. Like they're looking like you know we're smart as well. You know what I mean? But there is it's almost like the pinnacle of white privilege.
Mm.
Like he was like I've got it so good. Like the small things that aren't God given, I can even take for myself.
And I can get them.
And I can get them.
Mm. Damn. That's real right there. Because I didn't even think of
it's
that.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's a heavy... And maybe he was, though. Maybe he was thinking about all this different stuff. Because a lot of this stuff is pretty heavy, man. Like, me and you before were discussing how... Is that even, like, their first... Like, when you talk about these different characters. And, like, and I think the deeper characters... shout out to the girl playing the mom. Went to Iowa State with me, man. Betty, man. The one that played the mom? Yeah, she and Betty, man. Shout out to Betty. She went to Iowa State with me.
Graduated. You talking about that played the grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She went to Iowa State with me. She graduated a year before me. I didn't trip off it was her. So somebody's like, yo, that's Ben. I'm like looking. I'm like, oh, snap. That is her. Yeah, so shout out to Betty. Yeah. But, like, and then the other dude went to Jennings. The dude that played the grandmother with the Jennings. So, yeah, a lot of connections there, man.
Small world.
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, like, it's like, because we were talking before, offline, we were tripping off of how, is that their first bodies, almost? Like.
Well, right, exactly. That's why we're saying it's evolutionary. But you have to think about it in this aspect, like, If it was more about like the defamation or the destruction of the black body, it wouldn't have been all the question.
Right. No, I think it was self-preservation, right? Of like wanting to like live forever, kind of like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was more so about evolution or getting the chance to do the things that they've always wanted to do. You know, that genetically they just didn't have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. They're looking at it like they're, you know, like I told you, I read that one article about the love of an Asian guy or something like that.
Yeah, that was probably the deepest take I heard of everything was from that Asian perspective.
Right, it was super deep. It was super deep.
And how they basically sit in the middle kind of situation where they're not sure if they want to be black or not, but they don't want to lose the closeness to being white.
Right, exactly. And that not only that, but they also sit by as they relate. Like, you're the only other minority in the space. You know, and you got to think about it. He wasn't with anybody.
No, he didn't have a wife. He didn't have anything. He was on a dolo.
He didn't have anything. He was by himself. And instead of siding, like, his question was, like, who has it worse, you or me? Or no, what are they? He didn't say
what
that.
Is
he
advantages?
Was, what are they? What is the advantage or disadvantage? Do you think it's more advantageous or disadvantageous to be a black man in America?
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
And even at the auction, man, if you really look back at the auction, he was like reluctantly bidding almost, like kind of trying to figure it out. Like he was bidding, but it was like, you know how somebody bidding, like, oh yeah, I'm on it. Like he was like putting his hand up, but it was like, I don't know.
I mean, it's deep. If that was actually constructed, you know, purposefully, then not, you know, that's.
I think
that's
the Asian
amazing.
Part was purposefully though. That you didn't just cast a random Asian person.
Well, that's true.
Right.
That's not true.
That wouldn't happenstance to me. That part, I'll give 100% credit on that.
No, yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. I think the whole situation, like, you know. Now, a piece of me wants to watch and go look at the bingo numbers to see if the numbers add up, like,
oh,
you know,
shit.
That's how they were using to say how much money they were giving, like, you know, 18, you know, some whatever code.
And I guess and it's the same with the auction block, too, though, because it's, I mean, it was supposed to be set up like a slave auction block to, you know, to a certain extent as well. And I wonder, maybe the Asian look cautious because, like, he's really not even supposed to be there and, like, damn near and it like and I even thinking about it, I don't even know if he even would thought about this in the article is like any moment they could fuck around and switch this shit on your ass and I just
well
be sm-
yeah
I
but
be
I don't know if there was there's well I don't know if there's anything to gain for switching it up on him. That's the thing, like, you know, he's old and decrepit too, like, you know, so I don't know what they would sense to gain. Like their whole thing was more so
black youth.
It was definitely youth. You know what I mean? They went after their, you know, it was, I mean, they centered around the physical prowess. But the interesting part is the reason why the dude bought Old Boy was more so because of his gift of photography.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like the fact that he didn't keep it about the physical.
Yeah, and I wonder if they kicked him out because he was a photographer from the jump, or was that just an extra... Like, they had to, because she was scouting people out for, like, different talents, I guess.
Well, I think it's just who she felt was.
No, people were specifically kind of wanting stuff and asking for certain stuff, I think, too.
Well, I don't know. I think it was whoever she could pull.
So you think it's kind of like how you have, like, a dealer just has cars. You just kind of get the cars you think people want to buy.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's almost like an exotic car.
Right, and you just got a whole bunch of cool cars. Like, okay, I got a Maserati and a Lamborghini.
Well, it's not even that. It's just one, because it's one every year. Whoever she can pull there. So
I think it's more than a year, though.
Well, she said it. She said they do this every year. She said that to him. So they, I'm just going off the information that was provided.
Yeah, I know, right, that's true. Okay. Cause then, but then that makes it weird as fuck then. No, it can't be. It's got to be more than one every year because she had pictures of like 12 different situations.
That just means it was been going on for 12 years.
No, but she couldn't have been doing it for 12 years. She was only 25.
Well, maybe it wasn't 12. I mean,
she had pictures with her and a dude in them. And then she had the picture with...
Right, yeah, but it was like seven of them. So right. Even if you give it a seven, that's like 18. 18 or 19. You can do that. You could do that one a year.
Right, okay. I could... Okay.
So, and then, but that's also under the speculation that she's the only one that's bringing it.
Well, she's... Well, that's a whole nother question. Because I think she is, though, because I think that family's the only one that can do that shit. And they probably got it locked down while we only doing this shit.
Well, it wasn't weird. I mean, like, somebody, you know.
You see, like, her mother had done it or something.
Well, I was thinking, like, oh, we became friends with this guy. Like, maybe the son. But the son seemed kind of crazy. No, you're right. It's probably her because she's the one that brought the chick, too.
Yeah, because she had made, like, it was a lesbian relationship, yeah.
No, I thought they were just friends.
No, I think they had a relationship. I think they were together. Like, she acted like she was gay. That's the way I took it.
Nah, well, I couldn't tell because it was just one picture of them.
Right, I was assuming that the only way you could get somebody in like that, it would be by being in a personal relationship.
You can, but we're friends. Hey, my family's having something up here, you know, having a party up here. You want to come and join me?
I don't know. That's interesting. I just thought it was way more malicious that the fact that she ended up acting gay to get somebody. That's what I thought made it more gangster, is that she would act gay. It's hard for women to show, I guess, being gay unless they straight kissing. I thought they was hugged up on each other, and I assumed, as soon as I saw the picture, I was like, she go both ways. Or she's that insidious that she would go gay just to get this girl.
I mean, from what I remember, she just had her arm around it like they at the party, like we at the club, and like, you know,
when I watched Rise of the Night, they looked like they were like together. Like, it wasn't like no picture like me and my homies.
You're talking about women, so.
We get into a shaky line there. I like the insidiousness of the fact that she would go both ways. Just to cop people.
I mean, that'll work. I mean, what I'm saying is, but even if you take that out of it and just say we're friends,
it still is horrible.
It doesn't take.
Yeah.
It's still. Well, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't take much to get this person alone up here for it to happen, especially if you're getting hypnotized.
And see, you know the thing is, though, that the thing that was even if we talked about this before, even other people, I don't know if they tripped off of it, but the pictures went in sequential order. From the most recent person to the first person, and maybe it goes to what, and maybe it is just friends because the girl was the first one. Maybe it was just a friend from school or something that she brought.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That she was just hanging out, right? Exactly. Would have been even more gangster if they had showed them growing up, and it still happened.
Oh wow! So you saying that could like have been, they was? Or they went to college together for like 2 or 3 years or something, and
and we're like roommates or some shit. Exactly. It's like we've been homies for like five. Well, I would say it would be more insidious. It's like they were actually like childhood friends.
Well, it seemed like that town's would be all white though. That was the only thing though.
Well, that's true. Or I was thinking like maybe, I don't know, maybe have some extracurriculars or, you know,
yeah,
there's always that
volleyball
one
team or something like that in the area.
Right. Or there's that one Girl Scout cookies, you know, whatever. Something that they were friends growing up.
See, that's a whole nother thing. We talked about, like, man, a prequel would be dope for that. Like, it'd be kind of sad, but it'd be dope. Or maybe you get some flash, because we was talking about Homeboy being basically a blade, killing all the black clones, like, in the second one. Because the thing is, all those other dudes aren't living in that town that have been replaced. They got to be walking around living regular lives in other random cities and stuff.
It would be kind of weird. You know how funny that would be? It's not funny, but it would be kind of crazy. Because what if it was like that? What if he did become like this blade and he's hunting all these other black folks that are like, you know, the Oreo hunter. They got out Oreo. The Oreo hunter. But it's even worse because that they have multiple sites.
Oh, you saying like that? Like different places that
right, exactly.
They're flipping people over. Damn, you're talking about different hives then. Just like
a a whole army, exactly.
A whole and army of get, Oreos.
And you got to go. You have to do the Oreo, honey.
Hey, fuck. Hey, man, that's actually you can make a whole fucking trilogy out of that.
Hey, dude, we should call that the Oreo Hunter and pass it on to Aaron Magruder so he can get an animated version.
Oh my god!
On Cartoon Network,
because he's got that new. He's pitching something now to Hulu, I believe, or Amazon. He's doing something now on Amazon Prime right now, I believe.
Yeah, I read that. I ain't read what it was.
Yeah, it's undisclosed. We don't know. We don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Because, man, the Oreo Hunter, dog.
The Oreo Hunter, dog. This shit would be fantastic.
But it'd be more crazy if somebody like had like a map thing, if you did Lil Rel's role, and he's like Whistler, and if he looks at the map and it's 30% like Oreos, like there's all red dots all over the country. And you're like...
That's what I'm saying. You gotta just them trying to figure out who is who would be funny as fuck,
dude. You'd have to ask them like black ass questions though. Like,
hey, bruh, think about this.
And by their age, it'd be by their age basis too.
But what if they took it to Hollywood and like at like major athletics?
Tiger Woods.
All these people that are married to white, you know, to white women now are called into question.
Like, that's the first set of that. No, what's funny is, what'd be funny is if they'd be like, we already took all the black men with white women. Like, you already just talk about that. Like, we're getting down deeper now. We got to go after the big Carsons, the ones married to a black woman. The Herman Cains of the world.
That's what I'm saying, man. That shit would be stupid funny.
But, like, man, like, it's so many questions I have just on the backstory of everything. Like, I'm more interested in what happened before than in the future to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah, of course, because, I mean, technically that's the end, so yeah. You have to work backwards. Like,
you still got these other black dudes walking around and shit, and they got white people inside.
But at that point, you don't give a fuck. I mean, you just escaped this shit. You like, man, this shit's done. I'm not going to fuck you. Have a nice life. They did not go save.
Yeah, that's true.
What's his name? Darrell or whoever.
Yeah, Lakeith Stanfield. Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, Lakeith. Yeah, they didn't go help him. Have fun, nigga. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, because
But in a sense, though, you would have to kill him.
Yeah, you would have to, right?
You have to, because their brains are moved. Like, the only thing that, according, you know, to the story, is that there's a piece of their brain or something that's left. That's what comes out, in, you know, when that epileptic flash happens.
Did you hear what Jordan Peele said about what the sunken place was?
What was it?
He said it's when black people's desires and wants and ideas of racism is pushed below, like, and white privilege is above it. Like, when we complain about stuff, like, we getting fucked up and police is doing that, and people keep pushing it down, saying it ain't happening, that's the sunken place. It's black people shouting. That's what happens. That's when you're in a sunken place, you're just yelling, and nobody can hear you and see you. That's the sunken place.
So real, bruh.
Real as hell. When I read that, I was like, wow. He tweeted that out, too, though. So when he tweeted out, like, to say that and everything, I'm like, wow. So think about all these black people trying to get out, like, and shout, like, what's wrong. Like, that's why he's saying get out.
Bruh,
that's the whole point. Get out. Like, he's trying to tell you,
have,
like, yo.
We have a whole example right now. Think about it. I wonder what St. Louis Caucasians are thinking right now that Darren Wilson admitted that Mike Brown did not go for his gun.
Maybe he thought he did.
Nah, bro. No, he's already admitted. He said, nah.
I know, that's fine, but they don't give a fuck. It's whatever the... That's what I realized. Trump can fucking say, your mama ain't shit. And they'll be like, I mean, she did fuck me up in the third grade and gave me a whooping. I can see his perspective on it.
But I'm saying, like, even outside, like, think about that now. Like, Mike, the whole Ferguson protest... Like, literally, think about it. Ferguson was a year of the sunken place.
Yeah. 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 It really was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. On and the Sun complains of being televised. And people still didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, because they didn't give a fuck. Like, you know, that's... But this is something I thought about, too, that I want to... Do you think that... This is something I kind of thought about, and I don't even know if he even thought about this, but the fact that... Is the being what those black people are when they change over, them when they stop being black anymore and like they start hanging out like when you ever hear Cass joke where like a dude get a white girlfriend and he totally change up and then even after that white girlfriend he seemed like he only fucking with white people or something or like he only with them and you're like, damn, what the fuck happened? Like he don't hang out with the homies, he over here doing this. Do you think?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean, where they just kind of change their whole entire pattern of doing things.
Yeah, I mean, we know women have done it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, yeah. Not just men. You know what I'm saying? We know women have done that too. Where you just like, wow, okay. Like, was that, but then you think, was that really you? Or was that not? Or, you know, what's going on here?
I think that's a case by case basis. You know, I think. You just never know what causes people to, you know, make a shift like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like, you know what, I'm just done doing what I used to do. It not necessarily have to be the new relationship, but then maybe they just feel more comfortable or appreciate or feel appreciated in another circle. Or, I mean, there's so many ways you can do it. You can say, yeah, that was this really you? Is this the real you? Or maybe in the other place allows them to be who they project themselves to be and not who we know them to be.
Yeah.
Kind of like how, like we always talk about, you know, what a promiscuous woman in a very small town has to go to a big city in order to lose that promiscuous, like, you know,
vibe,
that label.
Yeah.
That label. You know what I'm saying? She can't go to the town over because if somebody recognizes it, she can't be this new, oh, I'm turned, I'm saved. It's like, no, you still smash
the
JV team,
the
right?
JV
you know
team.
What I'm saying? Like, you smash the varsity, you smash the JV team. So,
ma'am, we
you're
can't
still
help
kind
you.
Of a runner.
Yeah,
right,
we
exactly.
can do it for you, ma'am, you know.
Well, like perfect example, though, dude. Like, think about this. It's really hard and strange, but, for example, Sierra and Russell Wilson got it really bad, G.
What you mean?
They get it really bad.
Oh, it's what they get a bad rap, saying, you saying?
Well, it's a bad rap because I'm looking at it like, what's funny is everybody's like, they're comparatively showing who she was and who she is, right? Mm-hmm. Or who she's projecting herself to be, so... You know, you see these memes where she's bending over and she's coming out the pool, like, you know, come get these cookies and then, you know,
But I think she's trying to market herself as being a changed person like that, too, though. It's not like she just kind of living and doing her own thing. She's marketing herself as being that, too, though.
Right, right. And maybe that's who she is. So maybe it's not a market. Maybe that's who she is. That's my point. But what I'm saying is that because there were moments where she was a little more liberated, a little more free. Now everybody's like, oh, Russell Wilson, you a sucker because she popped it up before a real nigga and now you gotta
wait
to get you
there. Oh, no, I don't even trip off that. That ain't, to me, that don't mean nothing. None of that means nothing to me. Other fact of whatever she does, that's the past. I'm saying more of the stuff of like, it just feel like she's trying to market herself. And then maybe she is, like you said, wholesome now. She's in a better situation. You know, we don't know.
But okay, so take that from celebrity level and move that down to layperson terms.
Right.
Like imagine you mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to mess with this chick. You like her. You haven't decided you want to like straight wife her or, you know, just make a run of it. And you know that she set it out for somebody that you know, that's a known womanizer, known to get a whole bunch of chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you holler, and now she's like, no, I got to wait. You know, or she's trying to play this, like, good girl role when a couple months ago.
I just think it ain't me. I just figure it ain't, I ain't got the juice like that with her for whatever reason. That's happened to me before. I just ain't got the juice like that with her. It's just kind of, whatever it is. I don't get upset about it.
So the question is, so you didn't start to ask? Oh, no, well, I agree. I mean, I was just like, maybe you're just not attracted to me like that.
Yeah.
But that's a mature person talking. Do you feel like you would still have that sentiment at 25, 26, or would you be like, nah, I'm out, because you bullshitting? Because how you going to do this for this? Because you think about it, this nigga's no womanizer. He's got baby mamas and all the rest of this stuff. She let this nigga smash regardless. Right. Here you are doing what you're supposed to do, doing the right thing. You might even be part of the gospel choir.
The gospel choir.
Well, maybe not, because you shouldn't be smashing if you're part of the gospel choir. But still, you know, people are people. But you're doing your best. You hold it down, you treat her right, you take her out, you open the door, walk on the, you know, street side, all the shit that this gentleman is supposed to do. And she's like, yeah, I like you. We're just going to hang. He's like this. So this nigga can treat you like shit, and he get the loving. I'm trying to treat you like a queen, and you just, oh, well, great, thank you. Continue to do that until I'm ready to smash you on our wedding night.
I mean, it would probably be an issue. I ain't going to front. But I mean, but at the same time, you know, I just would figure I ain't got no juice like that. Now, I would move on, though. I definitely would move on.
Well, you would also feel like you're getting played, though.
Yeah, I know. I definitely feel like I was getting played, but I wouldn't get mad and, like, go off on her or nothing. Like, oh, man, you popped it off.
Oh, no. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily be mad. I'd just be like,
I'd be like, oh, that's
I guess it just depends on the reason.
I'd be like, huh, that's interesting. That's what my first thing would be like. That's interesting. Because
like I'm trying to save my,
but I think some women pick certain dudes to be like that. It's like men pick dude the opposite way though. So she might be like, "Well, I kind of would want to be with him, so I ain't gonna just be doing that with him because I really do would want to be with him." But
nigga, everything most guys are not gonna be. They're gonna smash the sleeves off of who. If I like you, I'm smashing the sleeves off of you. If I want to fuck, I'm smashing the sleeves off of you. Like it's
right,
not.
No. I'm talking about how like dudes are treat a woman. Like I'm talking about like. You know, he may take her out and stuff and, you know, wine and dine her and, you know what I'm saying? But I'm, if, because he's like, oh man, I got to do it right for her though. I'm going to get at her for real. But a chick, he just might be just trying to mess with casually. He might be just like, what you doing? You up? You know, shit like that. I'm just saying their treatment is different.
Oh, just no. I definitely feel it's a double standard. But I don't know if you could really, I guess it's different because, I don't say it's different, but it can be viewed differently because you're not in a relationship. Like, most guys are like, right, you know, this is a general sweeping statement here, but, you know, I'm trying to be your girl. I'm trying to be your guy. So, you know, I'm going to do right. I'm going to play the part.
Do my role.
Versus, right. And the girl's like, I'm trying to do right and play my role. But it's completely with the girl. Usually, what the guy is doing is correct, but with the guy, what the girl is doing is like, "Yo, I mean, I appreciate you making me wait a little bit, but you know, I'm still got these physical needs." And you're like, "No, but you just got to smash an old home chick." Like, I don't see the girl being like, "Oh, you used to open the door for her. You can't open the door for me." Like, I don't even know how we know that. How would you know what I did for my, you know? The last girl I was with.
I mean, they wouldn't know. I mean, that would just be something that they might have to kind of find out through the nigga net. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might be just something that they find out like that. That's what I'm just going to assuming. That's how they would find out.
I mean, I feel you. I mean, it goes both ways. But I mean, we're getting far left anyway.
Something I wanted to bring to you, too. This goes back to a Patrice O'Neal joke. And I wonder if he was bringing this, like, how black men think that white women are better, treating black men better. Like, kind of how he was tripping off certain stuff she would do. And it's like, okay, like, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Or, like, and riding for him with the police and shit like that. And it's like, damn, this white girl, she down for me.
Well, I don't know if she's down because she's white, but I wouldn't necessarily say that she was down.
No. But I'm saying, no, I think maybe they was commenting on how some black men believe that white women are down more for their men than black women are. Because he was saying it was a different experience. I'm going to give you this thing from Priest O'Neill. He said this funny ass like way of looking at it, man. He was like, man, like when you were a white girl, I mean, the reason that niggas be into a white girls is just because they say okay. And the people was laughing, he's like, no, for real, okay. We'll get a nigga, for real. And he was like, I'm going to Walmart and then I'm going skiing on my niggas. Okay. And he was like, the first time you hear that, you're like, what? Okay. You ain't going to ask me no extra shit about what I'm doing and where. Oh, just okay. Okay. And then he was like, how he was saying that black women are hard on the front end, but good on the back end. He's like, white women, they easy on the front end, but they bad on the back end. He's like, all them okays sometimes turn into some hell no's when they trying to take you as the court or something. You know, like it was like some crazy shit like that. But I was wondering that I was like, damn, that I wonder if he heard the Patrice O'Neal jokes. It felt like it's part of that movie. He was like telling that story, like he told you the back end.
I don't know if that was necessarily the case. I don't know if it was necessarily like a black versus white women sort of thing, because you didn't really see.
I think it was. I think it was superly implied on the low.
I feel like
because remember he was like, yo, like she riding for me, like he smacked, like yo, like remember, and they were like doing stuff. She was like, yeah, I already did that. I already got that done. He's like, damn, like, and he said this is a new experience.
But what I'm saying is that goes along with the story though. Like you can't, in order for him to be in the place that he needed to be in the story, she has to be that way.
But the whole point like, is he's that already, the fact that he's so caught up into it is my point.
Well, they've been dating for what, like three, a year, 2 years?
No, 3 or 4 months. It was 3 or 4 months, dog. That's the whole thing. That's why I thought they was doing multiples a year.
Yeah, you could be right. I thought it was three or four months, man.
And that's why Lil Rel was like, yo, and he was like, man, I mean, you ain't never dated a white girl like that. And he was like, man, I mean, it's different and new, you know.
I think that it was more so the fact, like, again, I mean, it could be. I just feel like it deals more with the story because she has to make, the whole thing is about making him feel comfortable enough to get him up there.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
That's the whole point is, can white women make you feel so much comfortable to make you get to doing any fucking situation?
Well, I don't think, but you don't have a
But the whole point, I think, is it's the fear of that, like, oh, you think it's all sweet just because she's doing all that, and this could be some horror story and shit over here for you. Women are women is my whole point, is what I kind of took from it.
I don't know. I guess the way I took it was more so the fact that it's just, she had to play her part to get him up there. Like, that was it. You know what I mean? So,
but
like,
the whole point is, I think that the fact that she was over, you know what, damn, maybe they did it in the juxtaposition. Like, he was like, man, you act like Tanya wasn't good enough for you or something. Maybe if they had dropped something like that, you'd have been like, okay, well then.
Yeah, or, you know, or it at least would have shown, maybe if she had a sister or mother that, you know, he was trying to get them to do something real simple and they was always giving them hell about it, then I could see it. But the whole thing just focuses on them too, because you can't have a giveaway. Like, the whole thing is like, nobody knows what's going on up until it's actually happening. So, like, even as an audience. So, she has to be legitimate. She has to be, you know, a rock for him to keep him there. Because you got to think about it. Like, so a whole part of the flip was when, you know, he's asking for these keys. She just, you know, she's always searching for them because they want you to make it believable up until that point. They want to make her believable up until the point of either the keys or when he starts to see the picture.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she's always trying to, because she goes off on her father. She goes off on the officer, you know. She's trying to make sure, you know, basically giving, not saying him the benefit of the doubt, you know, suggesting that they leave early if he feels uncomfortable.
But my thing is, but it goes back to, I think, this idea that black men have sometimes, or the stereotype that black men have, of that white women are always accommodating to men. That's why they got them. That's what I keep coming back to, and it keeps hitting.
The only reason why I can't give you is because that's what the whole story is based on.
Right, but I think the whole point is that the fact that the interracial aspect of that is the only one that is that, because of the fact that he may not even put himself in that situation if he was being a black woman, is what I'm saying.
But you can't say that because there's nothing to compare it to. Like, we're throwing that out there, and he's giving, there's nothing of the resemblance in that story at all. All you see is nothing but a white family taking advantage of a black man. That's it. That's all you get. So, I mean, we could put that theory on there. You know what I'm saying? He could be like, we're way too trusting. But I also feel like it's a little... It's questionable coming from him because he's mixed and he's with a white woman.
But the whole point... No, but you got to hear interviews with him. He would talk like that about stuff. Like, he ain't got no problem talking about that. He's joking. That's, like, that's talking about, like, because, you know, every black athlete's got a white woman anyway, so it's fine.
I mean, yeah, he makes those jokes. We're not saying that's not true, but I'm saying, like, he's still telling this story from that, literally, that man's position.
But I know friends of mine that may have married somebody white, but they are 100% aware of that shit, that people believe that, and they know that happens a lot, though. Just because they married somebody white don't mean that they're not conscious of that, is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that they're not. I'm not saying that that's not the case at all. I'm saying there's nothing in that movie that shows that.
See, I think it's some small innuendo spots, though, where it's like, you kind of got to read into it a little bit. Like, it didn't need to be explicit to me.
If you take it for what it is, you can't pick that up.
I think you can, though.
Now, I don't think so. Like, it's all based on personal experience, because white people aren't going to get that. Chinese folks, the only people that might get that understanding is black folks. Black men, especially.
No, black women, I guarantee you got that. They probably
Why you with a white woman? But that's the automatic assumption. Why you with a white person in the first place?
Right, but they already a go. I'm just saying. I gotta catch up to their starting line. They already there to get ready to go.
So my point is that's a you understood statement. So it's just like, we already assume that you already thinking like you fucked up in the first place because it's interracial. Okay.
Right.
So, but we're not a monolith like that. So, I'm saying, like, if just taking the movie for what it is, I don't see anything saying, like, oh, you know, white women are more accommodating than black women, and that's why he did it. Like, even if he had made that statement, then I could give it to you. Like, even if he was, like you said, he was talking to Rel, and he was like, damn, you been with Shorty for a minute, and you need to say some shit. Well, you know, motherfucking Keisha don't never be fucking with me like this. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I wonder if it's... Shit. So if we find some... out, if they do some outtakes where, like, man, we had to cut that part, and I was supposed to be in there, then we could change this whole thing then?
Yeah, I agree. I would definitely agree with that. I just feel like with this story being about, you know, a white family having to basically uproot a black dude from his, you know, get him from a normal setting so they can do what they want, it has to go like that. It has to be believable because at any time,
that's my thing, though, Ted, is that the fact that is it showing that a black man's inhibitions from a white woman itself is the reason that he's in this situation in the first place?
No, he's in the situation because he's thinking this is a regular relationship. Like, it's not about color. It becomes about color because he's like, you know, the first inkling is like, yo, you haven't told your parents about me? They don't know that I'm black? Okay, you know, like, it's one of those situations because he's worried about them. He already feels like she's cool.
Right. But that's...
You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to have those inhibitions about a black woman. You don't have to worry about meeting her parents and them worried about you being black. So that's not... That's a null and void. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get those same challenges from people of your race unless they want you to date outside your race. So, in order for her to do what she needs to do, she has to be that person. I don't know if it's necessarily she has to be that person in order to prove that white women are more accommodating than black people. Woman is she has to be accommodating to get black people to believe anything, period. Because if she's not accommodating, he doesn't go.
Yeah.
But that's any relationship. Period. Most relationships, if the other person is not someone accommodating, there's not going to be a relationship. The only other way that would have worked is if she was accommodating on the flip side, like financially, and she was making a nigga go because he was poor. You know how niggas be with, you know, like how they say the skinny niggas be with fat girls during tax season.
Yeah, exactly. trying to get their money.
So it's kind of the same thing. She's over here. I'm doing my photography. I'm living my passion. You know, I'm living out this trust fund that her parents set up. You know, nigga. So I'm in here gravy. So I got to do what I got to do to keep the home happy. Because she let me do what I want to do.
I mean, that's a great debate, man, right there, man. Like, I definitely see your level, but I just, man, looking at it, I'm like, yo, or maybe I'm just, you know, blackity black, you know, so I automatically, you know, would think that. And that could be 100% real, too, in itself. And that's why we have, you know, the other side of the spectrum to rear me in a little bit.
I can see because it's all one sided. You know what I mean? So you're gonna get those feelings. So anything across the color divide could damn near fit in that film. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one sided. I just think if looking at it, it gets really. I don't know. It gets. I don't want to say it gets blurry, but you have to decide like what's really a part, what was intended and what was not intended. You know what I mean? Like. You know, I thought the whole scene, you know, of what happened with the police officer was to oversell him about, you know, and to make him feel comfortable.
Right, right. But, you know, I was like, that's making him feel comfortable.
That she's a writer. But you also think about this. The police officer almost probably could have saved him.
I mean, deeper aspect is the police officer involved though too, though, to pull them over on purpose to make it look like that.
Well, I don't think so. I think because it happened from the deer. If right. they didn't hit the deer, then none of that would have happened. I think it was more so because you got to think about it from the police officer point of view. I don't even think he was being racist. I think he was just thought it was hella strange. Like, why ain't no black people up here? Like, what are you? You see what I'm saying? Like at all? Like, you know, except the two that if he knows about,
and he didn't know about them.
Right, exactly. So he's like, yeah, this is pretty much a predominantly white area. What are you doing here?
I'm with her. Who is her? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, you know. That's real. That's real, man. Well, man, let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. Let everybody know they can hit you up at the tip.
You could not hit me up at Theodore Simpson in the first.
Make sure to inbox you first, right?
Right. Hey, I don't even know if that's gonna work. You get all these random ass emails from people that chicks.
Right, if my life was like these friend requests on Facebook, I wouldn't be married no more. Put it like that. Look, if I was getting it like that, I'd be like, look, Lexi, man. I mean, do you want to see my inbox? Would you like me? You should.
Everybody would be like, look, Lacey, you see what it is.
Yeah,
I got this dick on me 24/7. Right. Apparently.
Look, and I probably got 4 or 5 good fucking years in me left, right? So.
You gotta be careful because they all them white girls.
Right.
Trying to get exactly. You the next one.
Right, I'd be in the sucking place and shit. They'd be like, hey, D, what's up? And I'd be like, what do you mean, D? I am Daryl.
It'll be even worse. And they're gonna be like, Lexi, I'm falling to the second place. He's like, nah, nigga. You had your chance. You wanna fuck around with this shit? Okay. Have fun.
Hey, before we get up, what is the Negro version of the second place though? Like, is a white person in a second place? Like, what is that? Like, is that thing where a white person
the second for people that
is Riff Raff in the black sunken place?
The sunken place. So you got the sunken place, and then you got the sink. Okay, so we're in the sunken place. The sink is just kind of shallow. We call it the shallow. They're in the shallow. The shallow is kind of no. Shallow is like. So you know who's in the shallow? All the people that have white tears. So, like that girl who tried to get in, what was it, the University of Texas?
Oh, yeah. When she got mad because her grades weren't up to par.
Right. She was on the book. She's in the shallow.
Okay.
Riff Raff, you in the shallow. Who else feels like they've been overlooked? Ooh. What's your boy's name? Ryan Lochte. You in the shallow,
ooh,
nigga.
Ooh, so that's the white version of it. The shallow.
Hey, Ben Carson, you in the shallow.
Damn. So a black man can be in the shallow too? The shallow?
Hey, they're looking in the second place and in the shallow, dog.
How can you be in both? Obviously, you can be in both. Wow, the shallow and the sunken place.
This is a big ass lazy river of both. That nigga just floating in and out of both the shallow and the sunken.
So hold up, is one fast? It's like when you like in the lazy pool and it like when it crisscrosses over like a like kind of like a figure eight. Yeah. Like it's like a figure eight. Like you can go back and forth like between both of them.
It's like a water slide.
and he constantly back out. And he gets the VIP line too on going up to the slides.
Oh, in a heartbeat, dog.
And like, hold on. So you got on the Big Dipper and on the Little Dipper fast?
Hey, it's like when you hit you go down that water slide and you fall into the big pool, and the big pool wades over into the small pool before you get to the shore. That's it. He's in the sunken shallow.
The sunken shallow, man. That
the sunken shallow. Who else a good person is in that? The Catch Me Outside girl, she finna be in the shallow.
Is she not already in the shallow?
No, because she's still making money. She's talking about she's on course to break like $100,000 and shit. Yeah,
they trying to give her a TV show, I think, on Bravo or something.
Just give it time.
She'll be like Honey Boo Boo with him in a minute, huh? Is Honey Boo Boo on there? Is Honey Boo Boo in the shallow place?
You know who else is in the shallow?
Who?
Rachel Dolezal.
Ooh, even though I want to make her black though now too. Like, she's doing a lot to be black, man. Like, I gotta make...
She's doing a lot. She changed her name to be African.
We might need to give her a probationary card, like, you know, like a punch card or something, like, you know, she can kind of, like... Like, she can only say the word nigga, like, four times a year, and, like, then, like, you gotta punch her.
Can't nigga try to give her...
Yeah. She only say nigga four times a year, though. Like, you got... And, like, after you said, somebody got black, gotta punch your card. And then, like, if you run out of punches, then that's when you get your ass whooped. Like, when you...
A Subway punch card.
There you go. Yeah. Instead of a free sandwich, it's a free ass whooping.
You get a free tripe sandwich at the end. Like.
Well, man, thank y'all for listening. As always, subscribe to Lando Calrissian on Facebook. Lando Calrissian Experience on Facebook. Lando Cal Experience on Twitter. I mean, Orlando Cal Pod on Twitter, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Email us, give us your thoughts on our discussion on Get Out, as well as the Lando Cal Experience on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, anywhere you get your stuff.
Is Robin Thicke in the shallow?
Oh, is there a place for white guys that act black, though? That's why I wanted to have them, though.
That's still kind of shallow because you can like float. Like,
he's definitely in the shallow. Then he's definitely in the shallow. Then
Justin Timberlake was in the shallow. Like, he had his feet in it when he pulled
Marky
that.
Right, Marky Mark, was he in it as well?
I don't know. Marky Mark may have been there. The only reason I said Justin Timberlake was when that whole the Super Bowl fiasco happened.
Right,
he
with
was
the like, Janet oh, Jackson. No,
you know, great, yeah. Great. You got pulled the white card. They're like, no, guess what? I definitely had blonde hair. So, like. Just be clear.
I mean, he did have a curl, though. You know, he's... And I'll mention that. Mentioning that, make sure y'all get ready for the NJCC. The National Jerry Curl Championships is in full effect. 40 teams, 40 curls for it all. So be watching out for that as well. We got some great brackets, man. There's some great brackets, man. So we'll be talking about that soon for everybody. But thank y'all for listening, as always. Have a good one. Peace.